Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Free for All Friday and the beginning of a long holiday Labor Day weekend. It is the unofficial and emotional end of summertime. I hope you will look back on the summer of 2024 with positive memories. It was a rough summer for this show. It was a rough summer because of some of the people who are spreading misinformation. Some of the people who are interested in only positive things about Donald Trump and not interested in the truth about Donald Trump. And as I said earlier with the blog that I wrote, which is posted on our website, WWL.com, I mean, why do people believe Trump when he talks about the right to kill a baby that's just been born? Look, this is a fact. No state allows a baby to be killed after it's been born. There are states that have no restrictions on abortion. There are few, but there are no states that allow you to kill a baby after it's been born. If that's inconvenient, I'm sorry, but we stand up for the truth on the show. And then, you know, there are, as I've said so many times, there are so many shows across the country, and all they do is bash the left. All they do is ignore the truth about the right and promote positive things about, well, not just the right, but about right-wing radicals and about Donald Trump. And if you vote for Donald Trump, that's your business. But I have a hard time respecting people who believe everything Donald Trump says. And there are people, I mean, stop with the text about how states allow you to kill a baby after it's been born, because no state allows that. Because a baby's been born, you cannot kill the baby. I mean, you know, consult with a lawyer. If you want to do that, consult with a lawyer and let the lawyer explain that to you. But don't interpret the law yourself and think that it's okay to kill a baby after it's been born, because you can't do that. And Donald Trump continues to say that. Donald Trump is now blaming the families that invited him to go lay the wreath on the tomb of a soldier at Arlington Cemetery for the disrespectful chaos that came out of that, Trump turning it into a photo opportunity. And this is just another example of Donald Trump showing lack of respect for our soldiers. And he's done it in so many, many ways that, a lot of veterans are pissed off at Trump. A lot of veterans. A lot of veterans have called this show and say there's no way they can vote for him because of that. So, again, vote for who you want to vote for. But, you know, we're going to continue to, you know, be honest and be an alternative to all of those other shows. We've also been talking about Governor Jeff Landry. He said he wants a new policy requiring all athletes in the state of Louisiana to be on the field or on the court during the playing of the national anthem, or they could lose their athletic scholarships. Now, this started as a controversy when the LSU Lady Tigers were in the locker room during the playing of the national anthem when they were getting ready to play the Lady Hawkeyes of Iowa. And the Lady Hawkeyes were out, but the LSU players were not out. Governor Jeff Landry had a little hissy fit and came up with this idea of, well, we're going to take away your scholarships. Well, LSU says it's their tradition, it's their routine to be in the locker room during the playing of the national anthem. And regardless of what Landry has said, they're not going to be on the field. Now, will they change their minds at the last minute? I don't know. I don't think so, because they've issued a statement saying they're going to be in the locker room. But let's set the record straight here. This does not mean that the LSU players or that LSU is anti-American. It doesn't mean that they're against the flag. It just means that you follow your routine, and you don't have to be on the field or on the court during the playing of the national anthem to be a patriotic American. And what Governor Landry and what right-wing radicals do is they push this superficial false sense of patriotism in America. And it's ridiculous. By the way, the stock market, you heard Chris Miller talk about this, the stock market up over 200 points. So where's that 1929-type depression that Donald Trump is predicting? Where is it? No signs of it. No signs that it's going to happen. So again, fear tactics. Depression's coming, on the verge of World War III, and the Democrats are excited. They're enthusiastic. They're trying to be positive. I will say this about the interview last night on CNN with Dana Bash. I think she missed an opportunity. If you're in the position of Dana Bash, and you're interviewing somebody like Kamala Harris in that situation, and you don't come away with breaking news, if you don't get something out of her that people don't know, then you did not do a good job. So I'd have to say she did not do a good job. It was a nice interview, but nothing new. And when you're an interviewer, the goal is, like when I interview rock stars, my goal is to get them to say something that you don't know. My goal is to get them to talk about something that they don't ordinarily talk about. And usually I've been very successful at that. But Dana Bash failed at that last night. Okay, let's get to a few calls. Let's go to Hammond and Terry. You're on WWL. Good afternoon, Terry.
Yes, I'm not calling about politics. What I'm doing is, have you ever had a nectar float?
I used to get a nectar float at K&B drugstores when they were part of the city. They had a soda fountain area, and I used to get nectar floats there. And every once in a while, I'll get a nectar cream snowball.
Okay. Well, I have been trying to find nectar syrup to make me some nectar floats. And I know your callers sometimes call in and give you information like that. So that's all I'm asking for.
Okay. Terry, you keep listening. I'm going to put the word out right now. If you know where to get nectar syrup, text us, call us, and we'll pass the information on to Terry.
Thank you.
Okay, Terry, have a good weekend. Let's go to Bruce in Washington Parish. Bruce, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to speak to the hypocrisy and the simple-mindedness of some of these Trump supporters. Let me take you back. You remember when President Obama did the unthinkable of wearing a tan suit and they have a loving time? But they quickly got selective amnesia that Ronald Reagan had done the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
That was just such a false controversy. It was absurd. It was absurd. Bruce, I'm glad you called. And then, you know, I think about the criticism that Obama's daughters got. And I've talked about this before. Obama's daughters were criticized because they dressed like teenagers at the pardoning of the turkey just before Thanksgiving. And they were right-wingers who were critical of them for dressing like teenagers. That was so disrespectful for them to dress like teenagers. Are you kidding me? It's the pardoning of the damn turkey. It wasn't a state dinner. It was the pardoning of the turkey. It's a stupid, kind of crazy event that every president does. They pardon a turkey before Thanksgiving so the turkey doesn't get its neck chopped off. And so they're dressed like teenagers. Guess what? They are teenagers. And then they criticized Michelle Obama for wearing a sleeveless dress. How dare she show her arms? What happened to the Second Amendment? The right to bear arms. In Mandeville, Jeff, you're on WWL. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, that was a good one. You're making me laugh, dude. I'm sorry. I'm just laughing. Hey, is this the pop fest or the pop fest? Like popular or pot like a potted plant? I can't understand what this festival is.
No, pop, P-O-P, like a pop festival, like popular, like pop music, like New Orleans pop festival. There was some pot there.
I had a feeling. That's why I was curious.
Yeah, they had some pot there. But no, this was 1969. I mean, pot was really illegal everywhere. And if you got busted, you were in deep trouble, especially, you know, like a rural area like Prairieville, Louisiana. That was not the place you wanted to get caught smoking pot.
No, I could understand that. I think they called it grass back then, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so look, I just wanted to make a quick comment about the LSU, the tradition of staying in the locker room. I think that has to do with the donors not wanting to see anybody take a knee, and then the coaches, if they can't collectively get the team to agree to all stand, then they're all going to go to the locker room.
But weren't they in the locker
room? Have a problem with it.
I thought LSU was in the locker room long before that even became a controversy.
No, think again. Definitely not. Now, Ms. Harris's policy, and this is one other thing before I talk about Donald Trump and what he has to say about killing the live baby.
Okay.
I do know a policy, and she's had it on display for many years. And her policy is just to lie to the people at every chance. To lie to the public,
okay.
Lie to the American people. And the example and how I'm going to back that up is the last time we saw Ms. Harris do an interview, all right, was the night that Donald Trump knocked Joe Biden out of politics for the rest of his life. And she took to the screens and she told everybody, she admonished anyone who dare take it as anything other than just a bad night, because she's with Joe Biden every day. And she knows he's as sharp as a tack and he's as good as he's ever been. And he's working every day for the American people.
Yeah, that was
she
a lie.
Lied to our face again.
That was a lie.
And she had been lying for years about it. So
yeah.
She is a liar. She is a liar. And that's her policy.
Well, Donald Trump's a liar, too. I mean, what about killing babies?
Fine. Oh, that's, I'm glad you pivoted to that. So he continually talks and quotes the same person. It's almost verbatim. Anybody who wants to go look it up is free to go to YouTube and Google Ralph Northern, keep the baby comfortable. Okay? So the Virginia governor, after they voted him out, stated what their policy would be if he got control, okay? Which would be if a baby was born that wasn't supposed to be born, as in a failed abortion, and the baby was born alive, that they would put the baby to the side, make the baby comfortable, have a conversation with the mother and the doctor, and decide what to do. Now, that was the governor of Virginia, almost a verbatim the way Donald Trump says it.
Well, what does the governor of Virginia have to do with abortion, especially in the past, because it's just been turned over to the state? I'm not suggesting that there are not radical views out there, because there are, but no state allows a live baby that's been born to be killed.
That's right, and that was probably the primary reason that he didn't win that governor's race. Because when he said the quiet part of what their policy is out loud, people covered their mouths with their hand and they couldn't believe their ears.
Yeah.
So that is what their policy would be if given the opportunity.
Well, they weren't given the opportunity. Yeah, so it stands today that no state allows a live baby to be killed after it's been born.
That's right. But the point that I'm making is that Donald Trump is quoting the Democrats. These are not his words. He's not
Jeff, you're wrong. He's making these his words. He's not referencing that.
I've heard him reference it several times.
At the Michigan rally, I don't think he did that. I didn't hear anything about that.
Didn't.
They were his words.
He did. Well, listen, you're twisting it. And there's one other thing you said, too. You said something about you don't tell lies, and if anybody heard you tell a lie, to call in and call you out on it.
Yeah, what's the
lie? I'm not going to call you a liar, Scoot. I would never call anybody anything.
Well,
but
if I lie, you can. What do I lie about?
Well, listen, I'm not going to call you a liar, but you did tell a lie. You lied directly to one of your callers. He calls himself Trump Jr. Okay? He asked you point blank, did you watch that interview last night? You said yes, but you had just said 15 minutes earlier that you didn't watch it. You only watched the highlights.
Yeah, I was appeasing Joe. It's true.
I said that wasn't really a lie.
Yeah. Well, you know, if that's the best thing you got me on, that's not too bad. I watched some of it while it was happening, and I watched more highlights. So I'm familiar with the way it went, but I did not sit there and watch the entire interview, and I'm not trying to pretend that I did.
May I comment on the interview?
I just commented on it.
May I comment on it?
Oh, yes, of course.
Thank you. So it's about Tim Walz. You know, he did something that really, really bothered me. okay? And it's I can only relate it to what terrorists do, right? Like, so when we're trying to bomb the terrorists, right, what is their main mechanism of defense? They like to hide behind the innocents, right?
Okay.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
That's what terrorists do. So when they ask Tim Walz about why he said what he said about carrying a weapon of war, it's true. He did stumble and mumble and say, well, you know, my wife says I'm not good with grammar. But he immediately pivoted and he said, well, you know, if they're going to just attack me just like they want to attack my son and attack. And I was so put off by that, that he would use his son, especially a beautiful human being, and he would hide behind his son when asked a point-blank question. It reminded me of what terrorists do, and it's not surprising coming from a guy like him.
Yeah,
and,
well, I agree. I think he should own up to that. I mean, I agree with you on that.
It's not that he didn't own up to it. It's that he hid behind his kid.
Well, whatever. I mean, okay, that was wrong. I mean, it was wrong for him to do that. I agree.
I know you do. I'm just saying that's just my opinion. That's what it put me off. It makes me just think he's a despicable human being.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
so that's my opinion.
It's fair for you to say that.
And you said opinions aren't hate speech. They're just opinions.
Yeah. Well, they're, you know, again, it's really interesting that there are both sides who think that the candidate or the vice presidential candidate are despicable human beings. I mean, that's where we are in America today. Both sides. People can have legitimate reasons for calling people on both sides despicable human beings.
Me too. Hey, look, one other thing. I didn't get to go to the Instabook or the Facegram or the TikTok to read the house rules. I don't do any of the social media. So hopefully I minded my manners and I stayed within the rules of the game today.
You did good, Jeff.
Thank you, buddy.
Glad you called. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunhard Jewelers talking text line 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your calls. Also, we'll get to more of your text messages coming up. Big game Sunday, LSU, USC, Vegas. Boy, how difficult was it to get LSU fans to go to Vegas for Labor Day weekend to see a game? Man, that didn't take much convincing, did it? And LSU is a favorite, slight favorite in the game. We'll have to see what happens. Hopefully their defense is better than it was last year. Another one of the bands that performed at the New Orleans Pop Festival this weekend, Labor Day weekend 1969, was Chicago. Back then, they were known as the Chicago Transit Authority. But the real Chicago Transit Authority sued the band and made them change their name to Chicago. I guess the city didn't sue them, so they kept the name. I'm Scoot on the Air, and we'll be back on WWL.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so, man, this was one of my brother's favorite bands growing up. And, I never really got into the band. This is Pot Liquor. Some of you might remember the name Pot Liquor. They were a big local band a while back. Pot Liquor performed at the New Orleans Pop Festival, Labor Day weekend, 1969. We continue to feature some of that music. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us on this free-for-all Friday. The blog that I wrote, Why Do People Believe Trump's Obnoxious Lies That Are Easily Proven False? It's posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page where you can comment on it. And let me share a few comments with you. This is on the topic of, are you buying the right-wing rhetoric that Democrats are having an open border so illegals can vote for Harris? And Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry is trying to stop that. Here's a comment from PK. It says, I'm still a registered Republican, and I'm not switching until after the election. Why? Because the GOP is determined to try and screw with this election any way that they can. They know the independents like me, Democrats and reasonable Republicans, who think there's something to hold on to, will vote for Harris. Trump has already gotten people placed on election boards to refuse to certify the election. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a repeat of the last election. It's going to be a repeat of 2020. If Trump loses, it's going to be a repeat of that. So just, you know, remember that we predicted that. No matter what evidence there is or lack thereof, it's going to be a repeat of that. Eric says, can't wait to see the Harris interview tomorrow with her bodyguard, Walls. Don't know why she needs a backup while on a liberal network. Yeah, look, I was disappointed in the interview, as I've said, because Dana Bash had an opportunity to break some news, and she didn't get anything new out of Kamala Harris. And so in that sense, I think she failed. Louie on Scoot on the Air Facebook says, there's nothing superficial about Governor Landry. What he has done, what has he done to hurt the state? He is the lone force stopping crime in New Orleans. Well, that's false. He's protecting children. I don't know how. He's protecting women's sports. Okay, I get that. He's saving taxpayer dollars from being wasted, spending on excessive welfare programs. And Sorocrats hate Governor Landry for his patriotic agenda. Governor Landry is a superficial patriot, and he's pushing a false sense of patriotism. And he's a right-wing radical. His whole idea of challenging the Ten Commandments in a classroom is going to cost the taxpayers of this state a lot of money. So whatever money he's saving, it's going to be wasted on that. I am not in favor of excessive welfare programs. I'm for strict welfare reform. I'm for accountability when it comes to welfare. So if the governor does something along those lines, I'm for that. But the things that he's trying to do in terms of the culture war to save our children are very superficial and really have nothing to do with reality. Sue says, no, only citizens can vote. Those who believe that non-citizens are voting are delusional and MAGA infested. Terry says Kamala is such a strong woman that she has to have an old white man by her side to get through a scripted, pre-recorded and edited interview. Well, you know, I don't know about scripted, but I will tell you this. Many of the interviews you've seen with Donald Trump have been pre-recorded and edited. Many of them, many have been pre-recorded and edited. So again, this is a false claim against Harris. And again, I'm not doing this to stand up for Harris. I'm doing this to stand up for what is true. From the North Shore, Jeff, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Scoot. Free for all Friday, right?
Yep.
Okay, Scoot, I got two. I'm going to give you two reasons, main reasons, why I listen to this show every day or as often as I can.
Okay.
And I think most callers are going to agree, and I think you will. First of all, Fox News, that banner of fair and balanced needs to be taken away and put on soda.
I think
and
it
I'll
was.
Tell you why.
I think fair and balanced was taken away. I think Fox News dropped it when there was so much pressure that they weren't fair and balanced. I believe they dropped that.
Well, good, because I hadn't watched it in so long, I wouldn't know. But yeah. I will tell you this. This show is truly fair and balanced, and I'll tell you why. Because when you look at the right and you look at the left and you sit back and you weigh both, and you make an informed, intelligent opinion. That's what I do. And that's why I agree with what most of what you say 90% of the time. And, Scoot, that's why I'm really pushing you. We have everything set in this city now. We have a great police chief. As long as Moreno and Morrell are on that city council, you know we're going to be okay. Scoot, if you would just take that mayor's job. And nope, you'd be unopposed because once people knew you were running, they wouldn't even enter. And the second thing I want to tell you, Scoot, is why people listen to this show, at least I do, is let's look at the other side of the spectrum. I sure hope Janice and Gregory and Blaze and Jeff from Mandeville are not on a short lease because, Scoot, when they speak with such emotion and don't let you get a word in edgewise, and the more frustration you get, that's off the chain entertainment for me. Call me a sadistic human being,
Jeff, you know what? We find it entertaining too. They're forms of entertainment for us. Jeff, look, I'm honored by your words. I don't know if I will run for mayor. I thought about it last time. There is that possibility. I really appreciate the call. I appreciate the kind words. And Jeff, you represent the majority of our incredible audience, and we have a massive, incredible audience. I don't do the show for the critics. I do the show for people like you, and I appreciate the call and the comments, and I appreciate you recognizing what this show really is.
Well, sir, I'll tell you what, I appreciate letting you know that. And I mean, I don't throw kudos out there like rice at a wedding. I mean what I say. And I think most people, I agree with you. I think most people who listen to this show have the same beliefs as you and I. Now, Scoot, getting back to those individuals, this guy named Jimmy from Gretna. Now we don't need to know about, you know, a Rolling Stones concert in Hamburg, Germany, that everybody needs to be at tonight. So if you want to put him on a leash, that's okay with me. Have a good day, sir.
All right,
Jeff. Have a good Labor Day.
All right, have a good Labor Day weekend. Let's go uptown to Billy. Hey, Billy, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey.
Scoot, I called about the New Orleans Pop Festival. But okay. While I've been holding on, a couple of things have come up, so I'm going to make quick comments on them.
Okay.
First, on Robert Kennedy, the best thing about him is Cheryl Hines, his wife. You know, she's really a good comedian, good actress. She's lately on Curb Your Enthusiasm, she was Larry David's wife, and then she got divorced, and now she's Ted Danson's wife. But I think she's really best part of the two of them.
Yeah, sometimes the best part of somebody is their wife.
Yeah, I mean, she doesn't necessarily agree with him politically, but I think she's really good. Another thing, before I get to the pop festival, is you talk every day about, I'm a big fan of AM radio. I listen to a lot of AM radio. And on the dial here in New Orleans, there is at least one station that pretty much continually bashes Trump. I mean, bashes Biden and his crew. But, Scoot, you bash Trump just as much as they do on your station, and it's just the two of you. I don't hear all you say. There's numerous stations that go around in favor of Trump. I don't hear them on AM radio here in New Orleans.
Well, I'm talking
much
about
one station of each.
Yeah, no, most of the stations that when I say that, I talk about the conservative stations across the country. I mean, there's, you know, there are no significant, WWL is the only significant player here. And this show is designed to be, I've created it to be an alternative to the conservative talk shows across the country.
Well, you got GSO, they go the other way. And they're a pretty decent station around here.
Well,
but anyway, look, the Pop Festival.
Yes.
I'm reading here from one of the posters for the festival. And as you've said, there were some great bands there. The Chicago Transit Authority was still using the entire name during the festival. And don't forget bands like Santana was here.
Yep.
The Birds were here.
Yep.
You mentioned Canned Heat. The weekend price for the festival was $13.
Wow.
And free camping for everybody.
Yeah, I didn't really camp out. I passed out in the back of my car.
Yeah, well, that's it. I kind of used my car to camp in, but it was a great crowd. You know, you didn't hear any fights or anything, I don't think, at that festival. One of the bands, couple of the ones I really remember was Janis Joplin was, of course, great, and she was drinking through her entire set. And I think it was Sunday morning, as the sun came up, Beautiful Day was playing. Yeah. And I thought that was pretty incredible. Yeah.
Billy, I've got to get to a break here, but I appreciate those memories, and I'm glad you survived it like I did, and I appreciate the call. All right, here's another band that performed at this. It was huge. The New Orleans Pop Festival, Labor Day weekend 1969. We're featuring some of the music of the bands that performed there, and a lot of people here don't even know that this event happened. It was in Prairieville, just right up Airline Highway, right up the interstate. But, I was there, passed out at one point, just drunk as hell. And not proud of that moment, but it did happen. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Here's another one of the bands who performed. Okay, it's Friday afternoon. Soon it will be Friday night.
Damn!
Yeah! All right, there is college football all weekend long. It started last night. Man, that Colorado-North Dakota State game was a hell of a game. And I think you got a lot of points with North Dakota State. So if you bet and took the points, you were a winner, because I think Colorado won, like, I don't know, 31-26 or something like that. Man, Colorado was being spanked around by North Dakota State. And with his new white beard, Coach Prime obviously did some halftime adjustments. And, man, they've got one hell of a receiver. Damn, amazing. So it was really a good game to watch last night. And Tulane beat Southeastern 52-0 last night. Hey, let me mention very quickly that there's an upcoming St. Louis King of France all classes reunion. All of the classes from 1959 to 2023, all of the classes are invited to this St. Louis King of France Alumni Day reunion. And there's an after party at Rockin' Bowl. It's October the 5th. And the alumni mass starts at 4. There's a reception at 5, from 5 to 8. The after party is at Rockin' Bowl. And I don't have specific contact information here, but I'm sure you could just contact the office. If you have gone to St. Louis King of France, if you've graduated, then just contact the office, and they should have the information for you. If I can get the information, I'll mention it a couple of times next week. Okay, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says a professional hockey player and his brother were killed last night by a drunken driver, but you won't hear any outrage from the right because the driver was not an illegal alien.
Well, that's right. And the people who were so outraged, and they should be, we should be outraged that illegals are here and they're responsible for deaths. But what about the Americans who were killed by Americans? You know, this should not be politicized. And it is, because people act like they care more about an American being killed when it's an illegal immigrant as opposed to just an American being killed by an American. In fact, it's even sadder that Americans are killing each other. But, you know, you don't hear that.
This text says, Scoot, I don't think your comparison to Trump and Harris regarding scripted interviews is entirely fair. Trump talks unscripted and off the cuff to reporters all the time. Harris does not, and quite the opposite, in fact.
Well, if you look at the Trump interviews, he doesn't always answer the questions. You know, he just goes off script and he says what he wants to say. So, okay, it's unscripted, but you're not getting the information. He's not answering all the questions that he's being asked.
That's the double standard we have. If Kamala Harris has a word salad, like she had a couple like little word salads last night, that's all we can talk about today. But if you ask Donald Trump a direct question like that, and he starts talking about bacon and electric sharks and windmills and all this other stuff, then we all just kind of move on. Well, you know, that's just Donald Trump.
Now, agreed. So, you know, yeah, I mean, pay attention to the Donald Trump interviews. Yeah, they're unscripted, but the guy won't directly answer questions. I still can't figure out how the man feels about abortion. He is so vague and ambiguous when it comes to the abortion issue that, you know, I guess that's the way he wants it, because he doesn't want to tell you what he thinks. He doesn't want to tell you what he might believe, because it's going to make a lot of people angry. And he's trying to reach out beyond his base.
Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, you might be doing your best to be fair, but the show is completely unbalanced.
Of course it's unbalanced. I am very unbalanced.
Wow.
And by the way, Fox News stopped using fair and balanced because of so much criticism. They stopped using it in 2017 because they knew they were not fair and balanced. And that's when they started using most watched, most trusted.
And I'll leave you with this one. Potlicker was a great Louisiana rock band. Thanks for the remembrance.
Okay, let's go to TJ in Pauline. TJ, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. I got time for a quick comment, TJ.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot, man? I just wanted to make a quick comment about the LSU football team staying in the locker room from the national anthem.
Yeah.
Made me think about all the Super Bowl parties I've been to where they actually tell about the national anthem. And I can't remember one when the national anthem was being played. Everybody stopped what they was doing, stood up, put their hand over their heart, and recognized it like they was in a stadium.
You know,
it just made me think that people need to think about that kind of thing before they criticize.
So many of the people who were just bent out of shape that football players did not respect the national anthem don't respect it themselves. And they don't even stop and respect it like at a Super Bowl party or something like that. So, you know, they're hypocrites. Let's go to Howard in Texas. Howard, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot, back in the 60s, the big thing was Kennedy in the space race and about getting to the moon. I think either one of these candidates ought to talk about the drinking water race. This needs to be addressed about our drinking water. City infrastructures are falling apart. Sources of water you can't find. So So I'd like to see either one of these candidates come up the drinking water race and deal with where our drinking water will be coming from.
Yeah, you know, this this may end up being a big issue as time goes on. I mean, so far, most places are okay. Of course, there was the Flint, Michigan problem, and, you know, we've had problems here with the sewage and water board. So, you know, maybe more attention needs to be paid to that. And then there's the saltwater intrusion and all of that we have to pay attention to. But look, it is, I'm sorry, do we need to have something? Okay, let's go to Thomas in New Orleans. Thomas, okay, got time for a fast one.
Is this, hello?
Hey, Thomas. Scoot? Yeah, hey, Thomas.
Scoot?
Yeah, go ahead, Thomas.
This is Brutus, I'll go ahead.
Okay, Brutus. All right, I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were Thomas. Okay, go ahead, Brutus.
No, a couple of quick notes with the Saints.
Yeah.
I just had my fantasy draft this week, and nobody picked up the Saints quarterback.
Really?
And one other thing is, did they change sponsorships to Sharpie? For some strange reason or whatever, I see Sharpie in the coach's hat. What is that for? He doesn't carry a board.
No,
doesn't correct anything.
But I think he's always had a pencil or a pen or something in his hat. So the fact that it's a Sharpie, I don't think they've changed sponsorships when it comes to that. But look, I hope they've got some pens or something to change things when they start to get behind. They need to change stuff. Hey, guess what? It's Free for All Friday, and it's the beginning of Labor Day weekend, the emotional end of summer. So I hope you've got some plans. If your plans even include just staying home and doing nothing, it's Friday. Okay, Sports Talk with Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak coming up next. And don't forget, you can meet Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and Mike Dettillier tomorrow, 1 o'clock for the WWL Sports Special, live from Rouse's on Chapultepec. They'll celebrate and talk about the start of the LSU season, Saints season coming up next week, and all the college football this weekend. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that LSU game Sunday night. And congratulations to the Green Wave for their big victory last night. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with the lovely Courtney P. As always, thanks for being part of the show. Join me on Facebook, Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans. Okay, it's a Friday afternoon. Soon it will be Friday night.
Damn!
Yeah! All right, there is college football all weekend long. It started last night. Man, that Colorado-North Dakota State game was a hell of a game. And I think you got a lot of points with North Dakota State. So if you bet and took the points, you were a winner, because I think Colorado won 31-26 or something like that. Man, Colorado was being spanked around by North Dakota State, and with his new white beard, Coach Prime obviously did some halftime adjustments. And man, they've got one hell of a receiver. Damn, amazing! So it was really a good game to watch last night, and Tulane beat Southeastern 52-0 last night. Hey, let me mention very quickly that there's an upcoming St. Louis King of France all classes reunion. All of the classes from 1959 to 2023, all of the classes are invited to this St. Louis King of France Alumni Day reunion. And there's an after party at Rock and Bowl. It's October the 5th. And the alumni mass starts at 4. There's a reception at 5, from 5 to 8. The after party is at Rock and Bowl. And I don't have specific contact information here, but I'm sure you could just contact the office. If you have gone to St. Louis King of France, if you've graduated, then just contact the office, and they should have the information for you. If I can get the information, I'll mention it a couple of times next week. Okay, let's go to Ian Hoke with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says a professional hockey player and his brother were killed last night by a drunken driver, but you won't hear any outrage from the right because the driver was not an illegal alien.
Well, that's right. And the people who were so outraged, and they should be, we should be outraged that illegals are here and they're responsible for deaths. But what about the Americans who were killed by Americans? You know, this should not be politicized. And it is, because people act like they care more about an American being killed when it's an illegal immigrant as opposed to just an American being killed by an American. In fact, it's even sadder that Americans are killing each other. But you know, you don't hear that.
This text says, Scoot, I don't think your comparison to Trump and Harris regarding scripted interviews is entirely fair. Trump talks unscripted and off the cuff to reporters all the time. Harris does not, and quite the opposite, in fact.
Well, if you look at the Trump interviews, he doesn't always answer the questions. You know, he just goes off script and he says what he wants to say. So, okay, it's unscripted, but you're not getting the information. He's not answering all the questions that he's being asked.
That's the double standard we have. If Kamala Harris has a word salad, like she had a couple like little word salads last night, that's all we can talk about today. But if you ask Donald Trump a direct question like that and he starts talking about bacon and electric sharks and windmills and all this other stuff, then we all just kind of move on. Well, you know, that's just Donald Trump.
Now, agreed. So, you know, yeah, I mean, pay attention to the Donald Trump interviews. Yeah, they're unscripted, but the guy won't directly answer questions. I still can't figure out how the man feels about abortion. He is so vague and ambiguous when it comes to the abortion issue that, you know, I guess that's the way he wants it, because he doesn't want to tell you what he thinks. He doesn't want to tell you what he might believe, because it's going to make a lot of people angry. And he's trying to reach out beyond his base.
Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, you might be doing your best to be fair, but the show is completely unbalanced.
Of course it's unbalanced. I am very unbalanced.
Wow.
And by the way, Fox News stopped using fair and balanced because of so much criticism. They stopped using it in 2017 because they knew they were not fair and balanced. And that's when they started using most watched, most trusted.
And I'll leave you with this one. Potlicker was a great Louisiana rock band. Thanks for the remembrance.
Okay, let's go to TJ in Pauline. TJ, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. I got time for a quick comment, TJ.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot, man? I just wanted to make a quick comment about the LSU football team staying in the locker room from the national anthem.
Yeah.
Made me think about all the Super Bowl parties I've been to where they actually tell about the national anthem. And I can't remember one when the national anthem was being played, everybody stopped what they was doing, yeah, stood up, put their hand over their heart, and recognized it like they was in the stadium.
You know, it just
made me think that people need to think about that kind of thing before they criticize.
So many of the people who were just bent out of shape that football players did not respect the national anthem don't respect it themselves. And they don't even stop and respect it like at a Super Bowl party or something like that. So, you know, they're hypocrites. Let's go to Howard in Texas. Howard, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Scoot, back in the 60s, the big thing was Kennedy in the space race and about getting to the moon. I think either one of these candidates ought to talk about the drinking water race. This needs to be addressed about our drinking water. City infrastructures are falling apart. Sources of water you can't find. So I'd like to see either one of these candidates come up the drinking water race and deal with where our drinking water will be coming from.
Yeah, you know, this may end up being a big issue as time goes on. I mean, so far, most places are okay. Of course, there was the Flint, Michigan problem, and, you know, we've had problems here with the sewage and water board. So, you know, maybe more attention needs to be paid to that. And then there's the saltwater intrusion and all of that we have to pay attention to. But look, it is, I'm sorry, do we need to have something? Okay, let's go to Thomas in New Orleans. Thomas, okay, got time for a fast one.
Is this, hello?
Hey, Thomas.
Scoot?
Yeah, hey, Thomas.
Scoot?
Yeah, go ahead, Thomas.
This is Brutus, I'll go ahead.
Okay, Brutus. All right, I'm sorry, go ahead. I thought you were Thomas. Okay, go ahead, Brutus.
No, a couple of quick notes with the Saints.
Yeah.
I just had my fantasy draft this week, and nobody picked up the Saints quarterback.
Really?
And one other thing is, did they change sponsorships to Sharpie? For some strange reason or whatever, I see Sharpie in the coach's hat. What is that for? He doesn't carry a board.
No,
he doesn't correct anything.
But I think he's always had a pencil or a pen or something in his hat. So the fact that it's a Sharpie, I don't think they've changed. Sponsorships when it comes to that. But look, I hope they've got some pens or something to change things when they start to get behind. They need to change stuff. Hey, guess what? It's Free for All Friday, and it's the beginning of Labor Day weekend. The emotional end of summer. So I hope you've got some plans. If your plans even include just staying home and doing nothing, it's Friday. Okay, Sports Talk with Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak coming up next. And don't forget, like, you can meet Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and Mike Dettillier tomorrow, 1 o'clock for the WWL Sports Special, live from Rouse's on Chapultepec. They'll celebrate and talk about the start of the LSU season, Saint season coming up next week, and all the college football this weekend. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that LSU game Sunday night. And congratulations to the Green Wave for their big victory last night. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director, brand manager, and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with the lovely Courtney P. As always, thanks for being part of the show. Join me on Facebook, Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.